In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. A $1.2 billion bill to fight COVID-19 has been approved by the Michigan legislature. The plan is the latest from funding that was enacted by Congress and President Biden last year. It includes $300 million to help hospitals and other healthcare facilities give recruitment and retention bonuses. State Representative Mary Wyford says that's not all.
Part of the supplemental that we voted out included establishing 7 sites around our state where a person can walk in, get a test. If they're positive for COVID, they can find out what their options are. It is time for us to take the bull by the horns with this COVID and start saving the lives of the people in our state.
Wyford says there are early treatments that save lives, and she believes Michigan should be on the forefront of that issue. Also included in the plan is $150 million for school safety and $70 million in grants to adult foster care facilities and nursing homes. $2.7 million in a Going Pro Talent Fund grant has been awarded to Michigan Works' Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren to help 63 Southwest Michigan businesses train their employees. Michigan Works Director of Business Services Mark O'Reilly tells us the state's Going Pro Fund gives out yearly grants for job training. They're sought out by the businesses, and Michigan Works facilitates the program. O'Reilly says local businesses had a variety of training needs in the past year.
We saw a real growth in the training needs this year from some of our companies. When I think about what kind of training they're looking at, you know, supervisory skills was a real big need from some of our local manufacturers because they're promoting some of their individuals. They're growing, they're promoting individuals into new positions, and they want to give them the skill set in order to be able to manage a team.
The grants could also be used for welding certifications, machining, and skilled trades, among other things.
Each company basically undertakes the training, undertakes the new hires, and then they get reimbursed for those costs.
O'Reilly says Going Pro grants are often helpful to manufacturers, but all kinds of businesses can receive funds. Michigan Works will work with training providers like the Michigan Manufacturing Technology Center, Lake Michigan College, Kalamazoo Valley Community College, and Southwestern Michigan College to deliver the training. The U.S. House has approved a continuing budget resolution to prevent a government shutdown. Congressman Fred Upton told us before the Tuesday vote, the continuing resolution freezes spending at the 2021 levels. He believes it's time for Congress to approve an actual new budget.
We've done these Band-Aid, kick-the-can-down-the-road bills that simply extend everything to avoid a shutdown rather than actually do the hard work of adding up the numbers, crossing the T's, dotting the I's, and actually get a budget done. Very unfortunate.
Upton says the problem with getting infrastructure contracts in place remains. He tells us with the world changed from where it was in 2021, it's time for federal lawmakers to approve a budget that reflects the current reality. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.